Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on tonight. Once again, I'm truly blessed, thanking God that once again we have another day to get it right. Amen. We come forth on today, praise God. I am Elder David Admiral Shaw, David and Diane, Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth continuing reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Now, praise God. We normally start at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, but praise God, you know, we had a snowstorm somewhat last night, and it was been snowing quite a bit, and I had to take care of that with shoveling out the yard and so on. So praise God. We just continue forth, and we're running a little late today because of that, but we thank you for your continued support with being here with us. Once again, thank you for tuning in to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I want to truly, first and foremost, want to give all honor to God, who's definitely the head of my life. And I also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also want to encourage everyone to tune in on this Sunday, praise God, where Lady Diane will be coming forth with a powerful anointed message. And so we just trust that you'll tune in on this weekend on Sunday. Amen. And TBA to be announced. Normally I come on at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Lady Diane, knowing that we have various obligations with taking care of my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, she takes care of them. And she also takes time to come bring forth the word, which is awesome. And we thank God for that. Amen. We want to ask that you continue to pray for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We also ask that you continue to pray for our members and those that are sick and shut in, those that are less fortunate than we are. And then just continue to be with us and support us, and as we continue to pray for you as well. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, once again, Lord God, we say thank you for allowing us to be able to come boldly before your throne today and just say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And glory to your name. And it's that where we come forth acknowledging you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things. And in that, Lord God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and fill us with your all-wise, precious, wonderful Spirit in the name of Jesus. Once again, God, we ask that you continue to be with those that are less fortunate than we are, and we ask that you be with those that are incarcerated or in treatment centers. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that are in the hospitals, or in the name of Jesus, and we pray for recovery to come upon them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you as we continue to move forward to read your word. Once again, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And we come forth out of the book of Philippians, chapter 1. We finished up out of Ephesians yesterday, and we're going to come forth continuing moving forward, where we're reading the epistle of Paul to the Philippians in Jesus' name. Let us read. Philippians chapter 1.
And Timothy, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, also in every prayer of mine for you all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meant for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, my how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of the righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory of praise of God. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened upon me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and so also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice according. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation of my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be manifested in my body, whether it be by life, or for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in the state too, having to desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I knew that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Christ Jesus for me and my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come to see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversary, which is to them
to Advent token of perdition, but to you of salvation and to that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict with you ye saw in me, and not here to be in me. For Philippians chapter 2. If thou be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, but made himself to be no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of the things in heaven, and the things in earth, and the things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, and the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice a service, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. But I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope
to sin presently as soon as I shall see how it will go with me, but I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to me and to my wants, for he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed, he was sick, nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on him also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he is nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the conscience. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man think of that he hath, wherefore he must trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the churches, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things are gained to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. Ye doubtest, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus by my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which was also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I forget those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is neither belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mine earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from when also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto the glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, Lord, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved, I beseech you this, and beseech Sikinet, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And then I entreat thee also, yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your meditation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last care, your care of my hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have heard, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound, even where
And in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye do communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Telesclonia, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound in your account. That but I have all and abound, and in full have received Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Jesus Christ. And brethren, which are with me, greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly that at they are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Colossians. We just finished Philippians. We start in Colossians chapter 1. An apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God and Timothy, our brethren, that the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossia, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father for our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a full minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and the wisdom of the spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthening with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins,
who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in the heavens and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by him, for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached in every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my suffering for you, and feel up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Well, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me from you to fulfill the word of God, even the ministry which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known, that is, the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom ye preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Colossians chapter 2. For I would that ye know that great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, and of the Father of Christ, in whom all hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ, as ye have therefore received Jesus Christ, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers, and whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made on without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, and having swore principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphantly over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holiday or of a new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are the shadow of things to come, but the body of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in the voluntary humility of the worshiping of angels, and intruding unto those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints bound, having nourishments ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrine of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in whale worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Colossians Chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection of things above, not on things on earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil and covetousness, which is idolatry, For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. While there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, unforgiving one another. If any man have an equal, a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, that the which also ye are called in one body, and by thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and abomination. Abomination one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit for the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents and all things, for this is the will pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as it to the Lord, and not unto man, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Colossians chapter 4. Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with a prayer also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without redeeming the time. Let your speech be also with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. All my feet shall thankyous declare unto you, which is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your state and comfort your hearts with oneness, and faithful and beloved brethren, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salute you. And Mark, sister son of Barnabas, touching whom ye receive commandment, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Paraphras, who is one of you, a spared servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring forever and for you, in prayer that you may stand perfect and complete, and all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them, and are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas, greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. And even as epistle is read among you, cause that it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye look likewise read the apostle salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds, grace be with you. Amen. First Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience, of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brother, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel come not unto you in the word only, but also in prayer, and in the Holy Ghost, and in which all serious much, as ye know that manner of men who were among you for your sake,
And ye become followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word, and which affects you with joy of the Holy Ghost. So that ye were in simples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, and from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia or Achaia, but also in every place where faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show us what manner of entering we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. For they themselves show us what manner of entering we had unto you, and how we turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading. Amen. Thessalonians chapter 1. We will pick up again on tomorrow, praise God, as we continue forth reading God's holy word. Once again, we truly thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Sorry that we came late, but we thank you that you stayed with us through the entirety. God bless all those that are in South Korea, those that are in Asia. Praise God, those in Canada, those in South Korea, South America. Amen. I just thank you. And say, God, be blessed each and every one of you in your home. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
No weapon. just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said I nailed a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.